啊，哈利路亚！我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
从以色列人选民的历史来看
，from the history of the Israelite，
他们并不是一出埃及就马上进入到神所应许的迦南美地。
They did not immediately arrive at God's promised Canaan land, the promised land after they came out from Egypt.
而是先在那个旷野路上征战了40年。
They spent 40 years in the wilderness, fighting many battles.
那最后才得以进入神所应许的迦南地。
And finally, they were allowed to enter God's promised land.
如果受洗预表着我们脱离属世埃及的辖制。
If baptism represents the fact that we have left the spiritual Egyptian under the control of Satan.
而迦南地又预表将来永生的天国。
And if the land of Canaan represents the eternal kingdom of heaven,
那我们仿佛也如同当日的选民一样，在脱离埃及，就是世界的辖制之后我们还没有马上就能够进到那个永远的安息，就是永生的天国。
Then we are just like Israel, when coming out from the control of the Egyptian.We did not enter the eternal promised land immediately.
当然了，我们打从信主之后，我们就可以过着神国在心这种安息的生活。
Of course, after we believe in the Lord, we already have the blessing that the kingdom of God is our heart, and we have a life of rest.
但是我们更期待的。我们一起仰望的是那将来那个永远的安息，就是天国。
However, our hope is that we can get the eternal rest.
那不论怎么样，在我们还没有进入到永远安息永生的天国之前，我们在世上过着的就如同当日以色列人在旷野路上那种征战的生活。
So before we reach.The destination of eternal rest, right now is like the Israelite in wilderness, still live alive in battles.
在以弗所书里头
，In the book of Ephesians,
我们看到保罗，他谈到有关教会。
Paul talk about church.
谈到在基督里头，能够拥有的福分。
He also mentioned the blessing in Christ.
谈到神救恩的经纶犹太人跟非犹太人的合一。
And Paul also mentioned about God's plan of saving both the Jews and Gentiles.
也谈到教会合一的要素是哪些。
He also mentioned about the essential factor for reaching church's unity.
这些都是对教会的指导。
These are guidance for the church.
但是最后保罗在结束以弗所书之前，他谈到信仰的观念。
And before closing the book of Ephesians, Paul gave some guidance on our the believers' daily living.
是一场征战。
He mentioned, "Our lives is a battle."
是跟空中属灵气的魔鬼来征战。
This battle is against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
所以我们可以说，基督徒的信仰生活就是一场征战的生活。
So we can say that the life of Christian is a life of battle.
既然是一场征战的生活，我们就必须要能够得胜。
If it's a battle, our goal is to win.
才能够领受冠冕，得进那胜利的诚意 就是永生的天国。
And only after we have the victory can we attain the eternal life.
在几个礼拜前梁传道将要离开东岸到西岸。
A few weeks ago, when Pastor Liang was about to embark his trip from East Coast to West,
特别拨个电话给小弟啊。
And he phoned me.
临别之前呢，这个殷勤的嘱咐。
Before his departure, he still gave some special advices.
这三个教会交给你啦。
He said, "These three churches, now I hand over to you."
听到前辈传道的这么一句话，实在像保罗一样啊，又软弱，又胆怯，又战惊。
So when I received this great responsibility from Pastor Liang, I was I feel I'm weak, I'm nervous.
真的看人家在牧养教会啊，总是比较简单。
It is easier to be an observer to see how other people pastor in the church.
就如同看人家开车子，好像很简单一样。
Just like you are a passenger, you observe the driver how easy he drives.
但是、当你握着方向盘的时候，那完全不是那么一回事啊。
But if it's your turn to holding the steering wheel, it's a totally different matter.
还好握方向盘的不是我们自己，而是主耶稣。
Fortunately, it is not we that holding the steering wheel. It's Lord Jesus holding the steering wheel.
同样的，我们基督徒的征战生活不是靠自己在征战。
Likewise, the battle of a Christian life is now we are not the only person fighting this war.
而是神亲自在为我们征战。
Instead, it is God Himself fighting this battle for us.
早上小弟想借着旧约圣经里头的一段经文来跟大家来分享。
So this morning, I would like to share with you a passage in Old Testament.
怎么样？能够靠主得胜
，so that we learn how can we rely on the Lord to have victory.
怎么样能够打胜这场属灵的征战
？How can we have a final victory of the spiritual battle?
我们请看《列王记下》十三章。
Let's turn to Second King chapter 13.
列王记下十三章十四节到十九节。
2 Kings chapter 13 from verse 14 to 19.
13章14节，以利沙得了必死的病，以色列王约阿斯下来看他，伏在他脸上哭泣，说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊。”15节。
15.
以利沙对他说：“你取弓箭来。”王就取了弓箭来，十六节。
16.
又对以色列王说：“你用手拿弓。”王就用手拿弓。以利沙按手在王的手上，十七节。
17.
说：“你开朝东的窗户，他就开了。”以利沙说：“射箭吧。”他就射箭。以利沙说：“这是神的得胜箭，就是战胜亚兰人的箭。”因为你必在亚佛攻打亚兰人，直到灭尽他们。十八节。
18.
伊丽莎又说：“取几支箭来。”他就取了来。伊丽莎说：“打地吧。”他打了三次，便止住了。十九节。
19.
神人向他发怒说：“应当击打五六次，就能攻打亚兰人，直到灭尽。”现在只能打败亚兰人三次。跳过来看二十五节。
Let's skip to verse 25.
二十五节，从前哈薛和约阿斯的父亲约哈斯征战，攻取了些城邑。现在约哈斯的儿子约阿斯三次打败哈薛的儿子便哈达，就收回了以色列的城邑。 看到这边啊，这里记载啊，当先知以利沙啊要离世之前
，This describe the passage describe prophet Elisha was about to pass away.
哦，当时啊的以色列王约阿斯啊下来来探望他。
At the time, Jehoashah came to visit Elisha. 哦，
啊，伏在先知啊的脸上哭泣啊。
He wept over him.
哦，啊，万般的不舍哦，这个啊，以利沙先知的离去。
He feels so sorry to see Elisha go.
啊，对他来说，以利沙先知啊，如同啊千军万马一般的能力。
So for the Israeli king, Prophet Elisha is like the chariot and horseman of Israel.
失去了以利沙，如同失掉了千军万马一般。
The loss of Elisha is loss of many thousands of chariots and horsemen.
在以利沙离世之前，以利沙想要最后的来帮助这个以色列国。
Before Elisha passing away, he still tried to help Israel to win.
啊，于是他叫这个王啊拿弓箭啊，然后按手在王的手上。
So Elisha instructed, saying, "Get a bow and some arrows." And Elisha put his hand on the king's hands.
啊，叫他开朝通的窗户，然后射箭。
And then.Instructing him opening the east window and shoot.
当王照做之后啊，以利沙宣告这是神得胜的箭。
After the king did so, Elisha declared that the Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram,
就是战胜仇敌亚兰人的箭。
This arrow is going to help them to overcome the enemy Aram.
并且应许。以色列王将在亚佛攻打亚兰人，直到把他们消灭。
He also prophesied that you will completely destroy the Arameans at Aphek.
那接着先知啊，又叫王拿箭来呀，叫他打地。
And in verse 18, Elisha further instructed, say, take the arrow and strike the ground.
王也照做，但是却打了三下就停了。
The king complied, but he only struck it three times and stopped.
没想到招来先知的责备。
And so this actually make the man of God very angry.
先知说如果你多打几下就能够完全消灭，现在因为你打了三下，所以只能战胜亚兰人三次。
The prophet says you should have struck the ground five or six times, then you would have defeated Aram completely, destroyed it.
25节那边记载着日后这个约哈士王跟亚兰人征战，果然如同先知所说的，也如同他打地打了三次，得胜了三次。
In verse 25, it described the fulfillment of the prophecy that indeed the Israel king Jehoshaphat win over the enemy Aram three times.
今早上小弟想借着这段经文来跟大家来做个分享。
So this morning, I would like to study this passage with you.
那么谈谈怎么样过着得胜的生活。
Using this passage, we learn how to live a life of victory.
首先在十四节这里谈到说，以利沙先知得了必死的病。
In verse 14, it mentioned that Elisha was suffering from illness from which he died.
在这个以色列人的历史当中啊，众多的先知里头可以说就是以利亚先知跟他接棒着以利沙先知最为突出。
Among the many prophets in the Old Testament, these two prophets, Elijah and Elisha, are the most outstanding.
哦，除了他们是在啊这个北国以色列国当先知之外
，at a time they serve in the northern kingdom Israel.
哦，那是一个叛逆啊信仰堕落的国家。
The country was a rebellious country where their faith was very backsliding.
离弃神拜偶像。
They departed God and they worshipped idols.
上至君王，下至贩夫走卒都一样。
From the king to the common people, they were all against God.
神兴起这两位先知来复兴，来帮助以色列人啊。
So God rose these two prophets to help the faith of the Israel people.
重新归回神，重新建立他们的信仰。
To help them to return to God to rebuild their faith. 哦，
再来这两位先知特殊的地方啊，就是他们的侍奉可以说是轰轰烈烈的。
The unique aspect of these two prophets is that they did many very marvelous things.
哦，就如同啊，约阿士王在这边形容以利沙先知是以色列的战车马兵一样的有能力。
They were like what the king described here. They were like the chariot and horsemen of Israel.
哦，以利亚先知啊，三年零六个月不祷告，天就不降雨；一祷告，就普降甘霖。
Prophet Elijah, he did not pray for and then three and a half year there was no rain, and then once he prayed, and the rain came.
哦，在加密山上，一个人呐 力战。那个四百多位四百五十个这个巴利的假先知，还有四百个亚瑟拉的假先知的。
On the mountain top of Carmel, a prophet Elijah fight against the 450 false prophet of Baal and 400 false prophet from Ashlab.
哦，神亲自从天上降下火来来收取。他伊丽莎所献的这个燔祭，亲自证明以色列的神就是这个独一的才是独一的神。
God sent fire from heaven to burn all the offering to indicate he accepted his offering.
伊丽莎先知是接替以利亚先知的。
Prophet Elisha was a successor for Prophet Elijah.
因着他的执着跟随他的老师以利亚，所以他得到了他所祈求加倍感动的灵。
Because Prophet Elijah followed diligently of his teacher, he received a double portion of the spiritual power of his teacher.
在他的侍奉当中我们可以看到充满着能力。
So in the servanthood of Prophet Elisha, we can see that indeed he served and his service was full of power.
可以说是青出于蓝，更胜于蓝，不输给他的老师以利亚。
It seems that his service even exceeded that of his teacher.
这样的一个大有能力的先知在这个时候得了必死的病，也要离开人世间。
Even a prophet as great as Elisha, he still suffer from an illness, he will die.
他必须将他的侍奉告一个段落。
And it's time to conclude his service.
有时候我们想想看，在我们真教会里头，我们也不乏像以利亚、以利沙这么有能力的工人。
Let's reflect in True Jesus Church, we also have servant who are as powerful as Prophet Elijah and Elisha.
但曾几何时这些有能力的工人也如同以利亚先知、以利沙先知一样老兵不死，却只是凋零。
But as time passes, these powerful servant of God, they have to lay down on their service and.
他们卸下了他们在人世间的这个工作。
They sort of unload their burden on earth.
真的也让我们有这种像约阿士王 那种感叹啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，怎么可以离我们而去呢？
So when these men of God depart on earth, we were just like the Israel king crying and saying, the chariot of horsemen of Israel is departing Israel.
以利沙先知的离世也提醒着我们，圣工的传承重要。
The departure of Prophet Elisha also tells us the importance of making sure the handing over of the sacred work will be passed successfully from one generation to next generation.
以利沙的死也让我们再次的要定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
The death of Prophet Elisha also tells us we really should fix our eyes on Lord Jesus.
而不是在人的身上。
We should not put our eyesight on human.
所以以利沙的死告诉我们。
This is what we can learn from the death of Prophet Elisha.
我们也要早做准备，该交棒要交棒，该接棒要勇敢的接棒。
So every servant of God needs to prepare the time where we need to hand over our tasks to the next generation, and the young generation should also be courageously start taking over all the sacred duties.
像以利沙先知当日跟随以利亚先知一样。
Just like how Prophet Elisha followed his teacher, Prophet Elijah.
得到加倍神的帮助。
And that he received a double portion of the spiritual power of his teacher.
再来，这里说约阿斯王，下来看以利沙，伏在他的脸上哭泣。
And in this passage described, Israel King Jehoshaphat came to visit Elisha, who was about to die, and king cried over him.
到以利沙的房间里头，看到以利沙得了必死的病。
The king went into the room where Elisha was lying and saw Elisha was about to die.
不可能好转。
And it's not recoverable.
他即将丧失这一个国家的栋梁。
So the king was about to lose a pillar of in his country.
难怪他哭得很伤心。
No wonder the king wept so bitterly.
对这个约阿斯王来说，以利沙的重要甚至过于他手下的千军万马。
From the point of view of King Jehoshaphat, the importance of Prophet Elisha exceed that many thousands of chariots and horsemen.
战车马兵是打仗要用的。
Chariot horsemen used in the time of battle.
它是来保护国家用的。
It is used to defend the country.
得胜仇敌用的。
It is used to conquer the enemy.
我们想想看，一个人的力量岂能跟这个战车跟马兵来相抗衡啊。
Then how can just one man like Elisha be compared with many thousands of chariots and horsemen?
这怎么可能呢？
How can it be possible?
战车马兵代表国家的防卫力量。
The chariot and horsemen represent the defense power of a country.
能够让国家得到保护，得到安全啊。
And they give a country security and protection.
国家安全，百姓就能安居乐业。
Only a country is well protected, its citizens can live in peaceful manner.
这是为什么当今的这个世界各国都不断的充实军备训练他们的部队。
That's why every country in the world today try to increase their military power to give them their country maximum security.
因为大家都知道，没有这个强大的国防武力就没有办法确保国家的安全。
Everybody know that without a very strong defense power, the country cannot have a very good security.
但是在这里，对这个以色列王约阿斯来说，以利沙一个人 就等于是整个国家防卫力量的保证。
However, in this particular case, one single person, Elisha, can exceed the power of many thousands of chariot and horsemen. 哦，
这个让我们去想起哈，让我们能够想到哈，有关信仰的力量。
And this tells us the power of faith.
一个正确的信仰
，a correct faith.
不但对个人有帮助
，and not only benefit one individual.
对家庭、对社会、对整个国家，甚至整个世界，都是极大的安定力量。
The faith can also help the family, the country, even the world.
这经常是我们所忽略的。
This is something we often overlook.
当我们呢？不断地在寻求外在的帮助的时候
，Oftentimes we just pay attention to seek help externally.
我们忘记了我们那个内在信仰的力量。
We forget that our inner power from our faith.
同样的，一个正确的带领的领导者，他能够影响到他的家庭，甚至社会、国家。
Likewise. A leader of great faith can help his family, his church, even his country.
如同这里以利沙一样，他能够成为战车跟马兵啊。
Just like Prophet Elisha become the chariot and horseman of the kingdom Israel.
带给国家社会安全安定。
He brought peace and protection to his country.
所以每个人呐。都应该要扮演像以利沙先知的这个角色。
So everyone us should play the role of Prophet Elisha,
成我们家庭、成为社会、成为国家安定的力量。
Now we become provide safety and stability to our family, our country.
靠的是什么
？What we rely on?
正确的信仰。
It is relying on our correct faith.
所以以利沙先知对约阿斯王是战车马兵的地位。
And that's how Prophet Elisha become the chariot and horseman for Israel, the Israeli king.
我们也多么盼望，我们也能够像以利沙先知一样，在我们的人生里头，在我们的家庭、教会社会上、国家里头。都能够成为一股安定的力量。
How much we all long for that? We too like a prophet become like a prophet Elisha that we provide the safety and stability for our family, church, and country.
接下来这个以利这个约阿士王来看以利沙当然是进到他的房间里头。
So King.Jehoshua come to visit Elisha, enter Elisha's room.
伊丽莎不可能是被丢在外面，他一定是在房间里头，因为生病了。
At the time, Elisha was very sick. He cannot be outdoors. He has to be indoors.
所以在这个以利沙房间里头，他们以利沙教王所做的那些事情，却关系到房间外面整个国家的这个胜利啊。
So what happened inside the room actually has a great impact on what happened to the entire country in the future.
在房间里头影响到整个房间外面的世界。
That is the thing that taking place in one room has a very broad impact on the external world.
今天我们每个人也都有一个房间在我们心里头，我们称它叫做密室。
Today, every one of us has a room inside our heart. We call the inner room.
是我们见神的地方。
It is a room where we worship and meet God.
是我们灵修的地方。
It is a place we cultivate our spiritualities.
祷告，读圣经。
And it is a place where we read the Bible and pray.
与神亲近的地方。
And the place we draw near, close to God.
房间里头的功夫啊，就是我们信仰灵修的功夫啊。
So the effort we spend in this inner room is the effort we have on our faith.
这个灵修的功夫啊，能够彰显在我们啊这个日常生活上面。
And the effort that we exert in this inner room has wide impact in our daily lives.
这次学生联恩会小弟负担的主题啊是有关圣灵啊。
In the past, student spiritual convocation, I'm responsible for teaching the student the topic is Holy Spirit.
刚在下课的时候，下课的时候跟有个弟兄正在聊也谈到这个圣灵方面的主题。
So during the break time, I have opportunity to talk to brothers, and the topic was also Holy Spirit.
我们都知道圣灵很重要。
We all know the importance of Holy Spirit.
所以我们得帮助，替我们祷告进天国的凭据。
Holy Spirit give us help, and He serve as an evidence for us entering the kingdom of heaven.
在我们这个挑选工人服侍神的条件里头，这个圣灵充满也是必备的条件。
Also, when we are choosing holy worker, to be filled by the Holy Spirit is an important criteria.
但问题是我们要怎么去判断什么叫做圣灵充满
The question is how do we define what is meant by filled by Holy Spirit
是以祷告大声来判断吗那我们需要一个分贝器来比赛看谁祷告最大声那就是圣灵最充满请他当总负责、
Is it defined by the loudnessof the prayer in tongues, and then we need to a device to check whose voice is the loudest.
还是这个震动特别大。
Or the person who shakes greatly during the prayer.
那可能也要拿尺来量啊。
Perhaps we need to use a ruler to judge.
问题什么叫做圣灵充满啊?
So what exactly mean by filling by the Holy Spirit?
我们从主耶稣接受试探耶稣是圣灵充满之后到旷野去接受试探。
We can see from the example of Jesus, he was filled by the Holy Spirit, he went to wilderness, and to be tempted by Satan.
使徒反。
Another example is Stephen.
当他被群众这个用石头要打死他圣灵充满看到天开了。
At time he was stoned by the crowd, he was filled by the Holy Spirit, and he saw the vision, the heaven opened.
我们看到这两个地方主耶稣跟使徒都圣灵充满。
So these two cases tell us this condition a person is filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的主耶稣对于魔鬼所建立的任何试探，通通拒绝。
When Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit, he rejected all the temptation from Satan.
圣灵充满的使徒凡针对那个要杀他的暴民能够替他们来向神祈求赦免
Stephen when he was filled by Holy Spirit he can pray for those people who are stoning him
所以什么叫圣灵充满
So what is it mean to be filled by Holy Spirit
小弟个人认为圣灵充满是在于我们面对试探在于我们受到逼迫的时候所彰显出来的那股力量，那个实际的信仰生活。
So, from my personal view is that to be filled by Holy Spirit is demonstrated at the time when we are facing temptation, or when we are facing persecution, we have this a power within us to withstand all these temptation, persecution from without.
是不是能够尊主为大？
And whether at this time we can still honor God.
是不是能够爱人甚至牺牲生命
Whether at this time we still love people even to the extent we sacrifice ourselves.
能够赦免像耶稣赦免世人一样
And that we are able to forgive other people just like Jesus forgive us.
那这个要怎么去操练就是密室的功夫啊。
So how can we attain this filling of Holy Spirit? It is through the effort in the inner room.
借着灵修，借着祷告，借着读圣经，明白神的话语。
It is through spiritual cultivation, Bible reading, praying, understanding the will of God.
亲近神。
To draw near to God.
来操练，而这个操练是彰显在我们外在的那个生活里头的。
So the effort we exert in the inner room can be manifest, its power can be manifest in our daily life.
如同主耶稣所说的，看果子就知道这个树怎么样了。
Just like Jesus said that you observe the fruit, then you can know the nature of the tree.
好树就结好果子，坏树就结坏果子了。
If it's a good tree, it bears good fruit. Bad tree bears bad fruit.
密室里头灵修信仰的植如果好，它的外在信仰生活彰显出来，绝对就是好。
So if the quality of the inner room, discipline and effort is good, then the external daily living has a good quality too.
内室里头啊，灵修能够过着得胜的生活，他在外在的信仰生活上面对逼迫，面对诱惑，他也一定能够得胜。
So in the inner room we can live a victorious life in spiritual cultivation, then and in the external daily living we have the power to reject the temptation, to overcome the persecution.
所以以利沙的房间里头发生的事情，却影响到房间外面这个战争的得胜。
So that's what described here, that what happened in a small room has an impact, has a wide impact on the external world.
在这个房间里头，以利沙先知要约阿斯王拿弓然后要他把这个拉弓
In this room, Prophet Elisha instructed the king shoot the arrow.
Elisha 按手在王的手上。
Elisha also put his hand on the king's hands.
先知的按手代表帮助啊。
The laying of hands of a prophet represent help.
在这里我们看到以利沙无论怎么讲，约阿斯王就照着做了。
In this passage, we can see that the king followed exactly what the prophet taught him to do.
如果以这个约阿斯王心里头有任何的轻视有任何的不信不相信这个以利沙，他就不会百分之百的照做。
If there is any disbelief or despise in the king's heart, and then he would not follow the prophet's instruction completely.
再怎么样，他也是一个君王啊。
Because the king has a very high position.
在这里却像这个仆人一样主人讲一句赶快做一动讲一个口令就一个动作了。
However, here in this room, the king is like a servant, and he followed every command and that the prophet gave him.
完全没有违背。
There's no disobedience.
先知在旧约时代先知是神的代言人啊。
In the Old Testament time, a prophet served as the spokesperson of God.
因为他们当时没有像我们现在有圣经可以读啊。
At that time, they do not have scripture to read.
神的旨意是借着先知来传达的。
So the will of God is broadcasted through the prophet.
所以我们可以从以色列人的历史可以看出如果君王听从先知的教导，那国家绝对复兴；不听从绝对就是败亡。
So from the Israel history, we can see that if a king obeyed the teaching of a prophet, and then the country will become prosperous. On the other hand, it will lead to destruction.
那今天先知就是这本圣经了。
Today, prophet is this Bible is like our prophet.
神的旨意在这本圣经里头彰显了。
And the will of God is fully manifest in the Bible.
所以为什么我们要读圣经，要查考圣经？原因就在这里。
This is why we need to study the Bible, because we want to learn the will of God.
当我明白神的旨意之后，我们遵照神的旨意去做。
Once we understand the will of God, then we will obey and follow the will of God.
就如同当日王听从先知的吩咐一样。
Just like at the time, the king obeyed the instruction from the prophet.
在这里我们看到先知一个口令，王就配合一个动作，完全没有打折扣的。
So we can see that in this passage, the king followed every command from the prophet.
所以同样的，我们对于圣经神的要求也不能打折扣的。
Likewise, we should follow every command, every word in the Bible. We should not take any sort of discount.
现今是一个很强调尊重人的一个时代。
A modern day society emphasizes the individualities and the human right.
我们在传讲神话语的时候总是多多少少还会寻人的情面。
When we are preaching the word of God, sometimes we may compromise because of some people.
跟神讨价还价一番
Sometimes we even bargain with God.
一定要这个遵守安息圣日吗？
We may question, say, is that true that we must observe the Sabbath day?
一定要嫁娶主内吗？
Must we marry in the Lord?
一定要这个奉献十一捐吗？
Must we offer tithe?
一定要这样，一定要那样吗？
Okay, must we do this or that?
结果就是尽量就好了。
And as the believer asks this question, sometimes we only say, "Oh, well, you just do your best."
一定跟尽量那是不一样的。
Well, there is a difference between you do your best and you must do it.
神这个当日有人问耶稣律法当中最大的是什么？
In New Testament time, a person asked Jesus, "Which one in the Ten Commandments is the greatest?"
耶稣回答就是尽心尽力尽心尽意要爱主你的神又爱人如己。
And Jesus reply was, you must love your God with all your heart, all your mind, or all your strength, and also love your neighbor as yourself.
这个尽字是什么意思？
What does it mean to love God with all your heart?
跟耶稣在逾越节晚上要洗门徒的脚之前所记载的爱到底是相同的。
Jesus demonstrated his love, the all-encompassing love, when and he washed the feet of the disciple. The Bible described that he loved them to the very end.
代表着毫无保留。
That is a love without any reservation.
不打折扣。
There is no discount.
我们想想看，如果今天我们把神的话语在教导的事上我们都打折扣的话。
Let's assume that if in teaching God's word, we make a discount or neglect certain portion.
像比如说宗教教育的老师教导学生打个八折。
Suppose in a religious education class, the teacher take 20% off.
那他的学生长大之后教导一样又打个八折，八八就64这个道理剩下一半。
And when the student grow up and become another RE teacher, he also take 20% off, and then it's like a further reduction.
所以我们对于圣经的教导不能打折扣的。
So we should never take any discount from the words of God.
就如同这里一样，以色列王贵为虽然贵为一国的君王对于以利沙先知，对于这一位神的代言人所说的任何一切话，绝对遵从。
Just like the king here, even though he is a king, has a very high royal position, yet he follow exactly every command from the prophet.
先知按手在王的手上。
And Prophet Elisha put his hands on the king's hands.
哦，他叫他开窗射箭。
He instructed him to open the east window and to shoot arrow.
哦，我们刚刚说到哦，先知啊，在旧约时代是神的代言人，传达神的旨意。
We mentioned that prophets serve as a spokesperson in the Old Testament time to preach the will of God.
哦，所以先知的按手代表。从啊，代表神的帮助哦，赏赐力量。
So the laying of hand of from prophet means that God's help on the person.
难道王不会射吗？一定要先知按着他的手哦，他才会射吗？
And is that true that the king doesn't know how to shoot arrow and that he actually require assistance or helping from the prophet's hands?
这也告诉我们，今天呢，很多圣功啊，不是啊。单单用人的技巧、人的智慧啊，就能够去做的。
This teaches us that many sacred work cannot be merely accomplished by human wisdom, human skill.
我们更重要的是啊，我们要有从神那边来的帮助。
More importantly, we need the help from God.
而不是啊，单单用自己的智慧、用自己的聪明啊技巧来完成。
We should not just rely on our own wisdom, our own skill.
我们确实需要从神那里来的帮助，才能够把神的工作做得好。
Indeed, we need help from God, and then we can accomplish God's work successfully.
这是先知按手在王的手上给我们的启示跟教导。
This is the revelation from the passage Elisha put his hands on the king's hand.
现在要射箭了，到底要射哪里？
Now they were about to shoot arrow. Where do they shoot?
先知说把这个朝东的窗子打开。
And the prophet says, open the east window.
第一个就是指出方向来了。
The first, the prophet gave a direction.
朝东。
Facing east.
为什么要朝东啊？
What does it mean to face east?
如果我们从地图上看，他们当日的仇敌亚兰人是在他们东方或东北方。
If we study the map, we can see their enemy, Aramite, actually were located the east side of the Israel kingdom.
所以为什么朝东就是敌人在那边。
So to face east means they are facing their enemy.
今天我们这一场属灵的征战，我们也要知道这个方向。
Likewise, in today's spiritual battle, we need to have a direction.
我们的仇敌在哪里？
Where is our enemy?
我们的困难在哪里？
Where is our difficulties?
针对我们的困难。
We should focus our difficulty.
要有一个方向。
And we need a direction.
一个努力的方向。
And a direction where we can exert our effort.
因为我们的资源有限。
Because we have limited resource.
我们的人力我们的物力都有限。
We have limited human power and material.
我们没有办法乱枪打鸟乱打一通瞎子摸瞎猫碰到死耗子这样。
We cannot just without direction and put our effort in all places.
所以我们一定要有一个方向。
So we need a specific direction.
像保罗所说的。他奔跑不是没有定向的。
Like what Paul said, when he ran, he did not run aimlessly.
他有一个方向，就是耶稣基督的标杆，十字架标杆。
And there's a guidepost for him, so he can run toward that guidepost.
他也说他不是像空气在打拳啊。
Also, Paul said, when he's like boxing, fighting. He was not fighting in the air.
是有方向的。
And there is certain object, certain direction.
同样的，在我们的信仰生活上，我们要得胜，我们一定要有方向。
Likewise, if we want to live a victorious life of faith, we need to have a direction.
我们要知道我们的仇敌在哪里。
We need to know where is our enemy.
也就是我们的软弱在哪里。
Where is our weakness?
也可能我不喜欢祷告。
Perhaps one of our weakness is that we don't like to pray.
这是我应当努力的一个方向。
So this is one area I should put more effort on.
我们要找出来。
We need to identify those area of weakness.
而不是多多到厨房煮菜来看能不能这个代替我的祷告。
we should not say, okay, maybe I'll just go to the kitchen, cook more for the church to sort of replace my weakness of lacking in prayer.
或者是我多多做其他的圣工来代替我祷告上的不足。
Or I say, I will do some other area sacred work to cover the shortage in my prayer.
方向错误了。
That is a wrong direction.
方向错了，就不能够达到目的地。
If our direction is wrong, then we cannot arrive our destination.
同样，我们要我们的教会得到复兴。
Likewise, if we desire that our church have a very good revival.
我们也必须要知道现今教会或者是我们伊丽莎白教会应当要怎么要走哪个方向。
We need to understand, like our church, Elizabeth Church, which direction should we walk toward to?
当前应当要努力的是什么？
What is the task at hand that we must focus on?
才不会用错力气。
And so that we will not put our strength or resource at the wrong area.
所以要朝东方，这里又找出一个方向来。
So in verse 17, and this is the meaning of opening the east window to have a right direction.
有的方向还不够。
Having the right direction is not enough.
这里说要开窗户。
Prophet said you need to open the window.
以前可能不像现在这个玻璃窗不用开也看得到。
In the old times, they don't have the glass window. Here, with the glass window, we can see outside. Even the window is closed.
一定要开窗才可以看到外面。
In the old times, you must open the window, then you can see the outside clearly.
那现在网要射箭，就算是玻璃窗，也是要打开才可以射。
Now the king needs to open the window, even with a glass window, you need to open the window in order to shoot the arrow.
也就是说，我们有了一个方向，有了一个目标，还要能够看得见挡在当中的那个障碍。
That is, once we have a direction, we need to remove all the obstacles between us and our target.
有些障碍是像古时候的窗户是看得见的。
Some obstacle, in this case, the window is like the obstacle. You need to open the window.
有些障碍就像现在的玻璃窗是透明的，是看不到的。
Some obstacle is maybe invisible, like a glass window. They are transparent.
看起来，外面很漂亮，风景在那边方向在那里但是当中有玻璃窗挡住了。
Even though you can see outside clearly, but the glass window is like an obstacle that you cannot shoot out.
换句话说在我们这个找出我们应当努力的方向的同时也要能够看出那个有形跟无形的阻挡。
So once we identify the direction, we also need to identify the visible and invisible obstacle between us and the target.
到底是什么原因阻碍了我们个人灵性的成长。
What are the obstacles that prevent us from growing spiritually?
又是什么原因阻碍了教会的成长？
What are the obstacles that prevent the growth of the church?
我们要能够看得见。
We must identify these obstacles.
然后把它拿掉。
And then remove these obstacles.
这个总会的台湾的总会的通讯有一篇这个报道这样写。
In the newsletter from Taiwan's GA, it carries an article like this.
谈到台湾教会的隐忧。
It described one of the sort of worries in the churches in Taiwan.
随着教会数目的增加。
As the number of church in Taiwan grows,
弟兄姐妹不必再像早期教会少的时候要这个千山万水的奔波才能够去教会聚会。
Today is much convenient for the brother sister to attend service, not like in old times, believer has to travel a long distance to go to a church.
甚至走路就可以到教会来了。
So today, many times the church is in walking distance from their home.
但是聚会的人数有没有增加呢？
The problem is that the attendance of the church has it increased because the closeness of the church.
安息日聚会的人数啊。这个灵恩会聚会的人数有没有增加
？Whether the attendance in the Sabbath time, Sabbath day or the spiritual convocation has it increased？
小弟就想起我们美国的教会啊。
This remind me about the church in United States。
如同台湾的教会一样，蒙神祝福。
We are blessed like the church in Taiwan。
当我们教会数渐渐的增多的时候
the number of church grows in United States,
弟兄姐妹再也不必像以前横跨好几个州开车开数十个钟头来聚会的时候
when brother sister no longer need to drive for many hours to attend the church service,
当教会体贴我们在周间的时候分区家庭聚会
during the weekday family service, when we have conveniently located several families for brother sister to attend easily.
方便我们就近参加
so that everybody can attend their nearest location of family service.
那我们的聚会是不是提升增加？
Has the number of attendance increased?
那是什么原因呢？让我们没办法提升，没办法去参与这个聚会。
So what is the obstacles that prevent people from attending church service?
同样的，对外开拓。
Another area is the evangelical work in the all states.
有个教会他们曾经开过这个检讨会。为什么没办法对外传福音的原因
One church once have a meeting to discuss why they were unsuccessful in their evangelical work
洋洋洒洒列出很多条原因来
From the meeting they identify a long list of problems
看起来是一个努力的方向
On the surface, is this list serve as an area of where they can work on it?
有方向是好的。
It's good to have a direction.
但是在这个到达方向的当中我们有没有看到那些阻挡
？Okay. It's good to have a direction, but have we identified all the obstacles?
这个更重要。
And this is very important.
所以伊丽莎先知要约阿斯王开。窗射箭
and this is what we can learn from Elisha's instruction an Israeli king to open the east window and shoot arrow
王就开窗就朝东边就射箭
so the king followed accordingly
王射箭
the king shoot arrow
也告诉我们当我们筹备当我们计划我们还是要去实践
This tells us once we have a plan, we must execute the plan.
不断的瞄准并不代表你就能够射到目标。
When we are aiming a target, doesn't mean we can actually shoot a target.
你要有那个射的意愿。
And only when we actually have the desire and put it into action.
有一次在传道同工当中在聊到牧会的经验跟感受。
There was a time when all the pastors gathered together to discuss the experience of pastoring church.
很多同工有这样的感慨。
Some colleagues have this kind of reflection.
在牧会探访信徒当中大多数探访的对象就是冷淡的软弱的。
One pastor expressed that when they visit conduct a church visitation, many times the people to be visited are the people who are their faith is weak, And they haven't come to church for a long time. 哦，
花费了最多的力量。
So these are the people who are pastors spend most of time on.
这些原本应该要吃干粮的，却依然在喝奶。
These believers supposedly they should take solid food, but they are still drinking spiritual milk. 哦，
传道长职访问主，不断的去访问。好了，看在面子上，去个一次，去个两次，然后又不来了。
So the pastor or the visitation team spend a lot of time to visit them, and then they come once or twice. 哦，
没有那个要长进的意愿。
So they don't have the desire to grow. 哦，
那啊也没有办法帮助了。
If they don't have the desire to grow, and then even you try to help them.And the help, it's useless.
好，我们经常啊在做检讨，啊，是不是我们的聚会太单调？哦，我们是不是要活泼一点？
Sometimes, we discuss. Is that because our church, service is too monotonous or too boring? We should make it more exciting.
哦，是不是啊？我们的内容啊太贫乏啊，我们是不是要多增加一些
？Or is that because the topic of our sermon? It's insufficient. We should add more.
如果我们没有那个愿意追求的意愿
if we do not have a desire to pursue,
你永远不会迫切，不会渴慕。
We were never very diligently and searching and seeking.
哦，所以我们要有那个射箭的动作。
So we must have the action of shooting the arrow.
哦，要有那个愿意啊，成长、愿意前进、愿意追求的意愿。
So we must have the desire, to grow and to grow further.
哦，当约押士王射了箭之后，啊，这个以利沙先知就宣告这是神得胜箭。
Once the king shoot the arrow, the prophet declared that, this is the arrow.Of victory over Aaron.
哦，是战胜亚兰人的箭。
You will completely destroy the Arameans at Abshak.
明确的宣告。
And this is a declaration from the prophet.
也是一种祝福。
And it also serves as a blessing.
对，接着又叫他拿箭打地。
The prophet further instructed said, "Take the arrows and strike the ground."
王照做了，但是却打了三下就停下来。
The king followed the instruction, but he only struck the ground three times.
哦，那先知发怒责备他说：“要打五六次，怎么只打三次？所以你只能胜三次。”
The prophet was angry at him, saying, "You should have strike five or six times, and now you can only defeat their enemy three times."
哦，或许我们会为这个约押士王抱屈啊，以利沙你也不讲啊，如果你讲，我就多打。
Perhaps we will say on the king's behalf. Say, the prophet, you didn't give us clear instruction. If you say five or six times, I will do that. The king will do that.
你也没有讲打几次啊，我打三次啊，意思意思嘛。
Because the prophet did not specify exactly how many times, so the king strike the ground three times.
哦，在这里小弟要提出一点啊。
On this matter, I would like to bring up a point.
信仰的迟钝。
This shows the sort of the slowness of the faith.
路加福音二十四章那里记载哈，啊，当主耶稣复活，向两个门徒显现了。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, describe a event when Jesus resurrected and he show himself to many disciples.
这两个门徒啊，哦，他们不知道他是主啊。
At the time, Jesus showed himself to two disciples. In beginning, these two disciples did not recognize it was Jesus showing to them.
我们看路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
那我们来看二十五节。
Let's refer Luke chapter 24 verse 25.
二十五节，耶稣对他们说：“无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心啊，信得太迟钝。”
Here Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophet have spoken."
我们跳过来看三十节。
Let's skip and read verse 30.
三十节到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢的拨开，递给他们。三十一节。
Verse 31.
他们眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见。三十二节。
32.
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？主耶稣责备这两个门徒啊，信得太迟钝。
In verse 25, Jesus rebuked the two disciples that they were slow of heart to believe.
以利沙先知要约阿斯王射箭，而且马上跟他讲说，这是神得胜的箭，是战胜亚兰人的箭。
Previously, Elisha already declared that this arrows is the arrow of victory, where they can use the arrow to conquer Aramite completely.
好，然后他接下来又叫他拿剑来打地。
And then he instructed the king to take the arrow to strike the ground.
任何人应该都能够直接的反应过来，这个一定有先知的预表在里头，跟祝福在里头。
Anybody should sort of take this hint from the prophet. He already said this arrow are the arrow of victory, and that and so this is a contain this these arrow contain powers and blessing.
不用以利沙先知叫他打几下，他应该就一直打不会停才对啊。
So it doesn't really require the prophet to specify exactly how many times he should strike ground. He should actually strike the ground repeatedly.
可见这个约阿斯王他的信他的信心实在是很迟钝。
This reflect this king's faith is very slow.
不敏感。
And his faith was not sensitive.
在我们的信仰生活里头我们经常也会有这样的问题。
This may be the same kind of problem we have in our life of faith.
我们对于属灵的这个事情不敏感。
That is, we are not sensitive to the spiritual event.
反应很迟钝。
Our reaction is very slow.
没有办法能够体会，能够知道明白神的旨意。
That we are unable to understand. And to understand the will of God.
所以这个也是我们应当要努力的一个方向。
So this is an area we should put our effort on.
不必要凡事都一定要长职传道，一个口令一个动作，祷告才要祷告，读经才会读经。
It's not that we only sort of make one movement from one command from the pastor or the deacons. When he say pray, then we pray. And when he say read Bible, then we read Bible.
要那个属灵的敏感度
We must develop this the sensitivity of our spirituality.
所以以利沙在这里对耶阿士王所做的一切。
So this is what the king did according to the instruction from the prophet.
关系到日后约阿斯王是否能得胜。
And everything did has a wide impact on the fate of his country.
那我们从这一段经文当中，我们也应当可以学习到怎么样过着得胜的信仰生活，怎么样让我们教会能够得胜，能够复兴。
And from this passage, we can also learn that how do we live a victorious life of faith?
求主耶稣帮助我们。
We pray our Lord Jesus to help us.
给我们智慧，给我们聪明，给我们力量。
Give us faith and wisdom and power.
懂得努力的方向看得见那个阻挡的障碍。
So that we can get the direction.Clearly and remove all the obstacles.
好，我们就直接来祷告。